purpose. Many of you have asked, what is my purpose? Why am I here? Is it only to share a wee bit of happiness, to get through life with a minimum of hardships, and to hopefully die peacefully at the end of it all? Is it merely to fulfill what society tells me I must do as I go through the various stages of life? Is there more? And you have felt at a soul level that there must be more. What is my purpose? Those of you who have a belief in reincarnation and have begun to claim your other lives have thought, well, if I have lived many other lives, why am I here once again? Know that your purpose is to awaken to the totality of who you are, to integrate, as you would see them, the various lifetimes, qualities, aspects of yourself, and to awaken and know yourself to be infinite creativity, which is thought itself to be upon a multitude of adventures. Your purpose is expressed and manifest through being the love which you are. That is why I have said unto you that relationship is your salvation. Your relationship with others, because it brings forth from you what you need to look at within yourself, which may be as blocks to knowing the total love that you are. In every relationship, be vigilant. Be aware of how you are feeling in that relationship. What is it bringing up for you? When you are aware of what you may feel as a limitation, something which is not the total peace and total joy and total love of the whole mind of God, look at that part and abide with it, because it is an aspect of what you have believed about yourself. You are already perfect. You are already the holy child of God. You are already whole. There is nothing you need to do to make yourself more perfect. Could you improve upon the creation of our Father? Your purpose is to remember His creation, to honor yourself and the Christ self of others, and to acknowledge who you are with every choice. In that acknowledgement, everything becomes a choice. You choose what you experience. You choose how you experience. You choose what you want your life to be. Not the constrictions of details, but the perceptions that then alter even the specifics. How do you know what you are choosing? Look at what is in your life. This will tell you what you are choosing, and if it is not as you want it to be, you can simply choose anew. When one knows that one is the child of our Father, the happy, whole, loving child of God, there is everything you can do. And yet the simplicity is that you do not have to do anything. You do not have to make it happen. You cannot of your own will make it happen, but you can allow it to happen through you, through the love which you share with others, through the expanded perceptions of how you look upon everything. When you see a new puppy, when you see a new kitten, what do you feel inside of you? What goes out from you? How do you feel? The love which goes out from you can in any moment be expressed to anyone in any circumstance. This is who you truly are, the feeling of love. You have caught a glimpse of it. Live with that glimpse more and more. The journey to God is a journey without distance. It is one of reawakening to where you always have been and to what you always are. The journey to God is one of awakening to know that you have not gone from the Father. You are the child who has fallen asleep in the meadow, dreaming that he or she is far from the Father's kingdom, yet all the while within you, is the kingdom. You are your Father's child. You are love activating the molecules of dust known as a body, thinking perhaps that you are asleep. Beloved one, I share with you now, you are awake. How does it feel to be awake? That is for you to tell me. Pause with me now for a moment. Imagine. Imagine how it feels to know you are totally loved, that you are honored, that you are unlimited, unbounded, eternal, forever ongoing. Abide in the feeling of aliveness, exhilaration, and joy. Know you can express and manifest your deepest desire. Know that you are your Father's holy child right now. Right now. Come home with me. Say, I am awake. I know who I am. And as you acknowledge that choice, as you have the confidence and willingness to acknowledge who you are, your remembrance grows. You have seen yourself as a seeker. Know that you have found. I do not come to share intricate techniques and rituals with you. Those are the playthings of the mind. You have initiated, formulated, perfected every technique and ritual in what you would see as countless lifetimes. You have been the grand author of ceremony who has returned in another lifetime to revere the Ancient One's wisdom in creating that very ceremony, the ceremony which you initiated. I come to share the simplicity of the heart, the simplicity of the knowledge that you are already awake, and all it takes is your willingness to acknowledge, claim, and live the dream in wakefulness. I invite you to try that on for size as you would try on a new suit, a new coat. Try on a new wakefulness in your morning. I am the awakened child of God, and see how your day unfolds. Beloved one, you are beautiful. Your radiance far outshines 10,000 suns. Go forth this day and remember your purpose. You are the awakened child of your Father, in whom He is well pleased.